Just steps away from the crashing waves of the Bering Sea, a new structure rises beside the sandy beach. Workers from Finnish construction company Comatose hammer and drill away on the rooftop of the facility. The company specializes in modular food processing facilities and is working alongside local hires from Savunga. The workers are putting the finishing touches on a large white facility destined to become the village's new reindeer processing plant. Benjamin Pengawi is the president of the Savunga Tribal Council. He says the new facility will kick off a number of opportunities for the village of 800.
Making hope that if we expand over the decades, we would hopefully bring in some employment from the Nome area and some of the villages. That some of the funds that, if they accumulate, we could start a little youth camp.
The facility will be run by the Savunga Reindeer Commercial Company, or SRCC. The history of reindeer in Savunga goes back over a century. When a Presbyterian missionary brought a small herd to the island, the herd grew and eventually migrated east to what would become Savunga.
The herd wanted to linger on the east side because of the food abundance, and the initial herders thought that they should send 4 apprentices to watch the reindeer. And those 4 men looked at Savunga. From there, they start getting their relatives to move in.
Over a century later, Pengawi says the facility aims to carry that legacy forward by creating jobs, supporting food security, and keeping reindeer at the heart of Savunga's identity.
So we're hoping to bring up a little island employment, both villages. You know, the younger generation could continually benefit from that.
Once operational, the U.S. Department of Agriculture will inspect the facility. If approved, reindeer produced in Savunga could earn the coveted USDA certified label. The designation lets customers know that animals were raised appropriately and are safe to eat. In Savunga, I'm Wally Rano.